Why is your heart beating so fast? You're not in danger. There's
How can
no
you?
one in this apartment other than you.
How can you tell how his heart's beating?
I can see it like puffing through his fur. He's like,
Jesus.
yeah, calm down.
I'm just
Some of the guys talk The Bachelor. I'm your host, Drew Baker. With me this week, one and only one, Mr. Grant Pitt.
How's it
Grant, how are we
going?
doing?
Fantastic. Ready to pump it up. I've got to make up for two missing people. So, yeah.
So
let's see if I can handle it.
This is the first duet we've ever taped. I taped a solo ep. Not really an ep. It was a 2 minutes telling people we're not dead. Because they were missing our content. But yeah, it's just me and you tonight. Definitely could have recorded this last night because we were also the only two people available last night. And now we're doing it at a much later time after another full work day. So this is great. This is terrific.
Yes, but today, for those listening at home, we are recording this on a Friday. So even though, like, yes, there's the, like, post-work day tiredness, there's that optimism and, like, you know, tomorrow's Saturday, so I don't have to wrap this up. Or
it's true.
In other words, this will be a four-hour episode.
I've got a pretty busy weekend, not that I'm complaining about having friends and things to do, although that is something I would complain about. I've got a birthday party for two of my real good friends that my girlfriend is hosting. So gotta go make food for that. And then the Super Bowl's on Sunday. So I don't know if you knew this, Grant, but there are sports to be played on Sunday.
I love sports, dude.
Grant, what's your Super Bowl pick?
I don't want to like say anything because I really like am anti like jinxing. Like I know I preach like our religion is bullshit and all that, but like jinxing just is weird to me.
Sports is arguably the only context where I believe in any kind of higher power.
Yeah, especially like, thankfully it's not baseball. I'm like insane about, like, I'll be very particular about the clothes that I wear if I'm gonna be watching a baseball game.
I straight up thought my Chris Sale jersey was haunted, and then I literally, the first game I ever wore on it, I think he got shelled. But so I'm right there with you. But I think what you're gearing up to say is that you are expecting, I'll say it so you don't have to, I think you are rooting for the Chiefs. You're not. Oh, wow. Grant, are you rooting for the hometown team? Are you rooting for our hometown Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I don't want to get into my motives, but it would please me if the Buccaneers won.
I think my motives are more complicated, so I'm emotionally hedging. I'm going to put money on the Chiefs to win just because that seems like the safe bet. And that way, if the Bucs win, I can't lose either way. Either way, either the team I want to win wins or I'm making money. Obviously, I think it's cool for Florida sports to be good because they weren't good enough for me as a child to keep my interest. I also like when my family is happy about sports. I have been known to be a Tom Brady fan. And I also like when Corey's just wrong about things.
Oh,
so
that's the most pleasant feeling in the world, is Corey being wrong, especially about sports.
Yeah, he's got sports.
So, and us, so, he has us.
He has us and he has sports. So if he's wrong about one of those things, then that's like 50% of who he is as a person. Love you, Corey. Hope you're having fun editing this podcast. All right. Grant, as much as people come to hear us talk about sports and not even actually give our picks or our opinions on who will actually win and by what margin. Grant, it's just the two of us this week. So, you know, we could talk about how Rachel got a pair of shoes that cost more than my annual salary. And we could talk about how Matt thinks taking a bunch of girls to a farm on a resort counts for a date and then immediately says, I don't care about your farm skills. But let's give the people what they actually want. And let's talk for 20 to 30 uninterrupted uninterrupted minutes about how much Victoria and Anna suck and how glad we are that they're no longer on the show.
As I was watching like this portion of the episode, which was the start, it starts off with Matt essentially cleaning house.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking finally. It only took 5 weeks. Five episodes. I don't know how many weeks of real life they were all together. Is it also five?
I think this was week six. We took, 3 weeks off, and this is our third time recording?
No, I mean...
you're talking about how long it's been in, like, the actual show. You're talking about, like, how long they've actually been there. Oh, yeah. Man, it's got to be less than a week. Maybe a week and a half.
Wait.
In, like, real-world showtime?
You're telling me that, like... These episodes, it makes sense that that's the case. It just bothers me mainly because the girls are always like, oh my God, it's been so long since I've seen Matt and I almost forgot what he looks like.
I mean, people being dramatic transcends how long the actual time has been. But I'm pretty positive that the first 3 or 4 weeks of the show as we watched them was about a 3 to 4 day period.
I guess it makes sense because it would be kind of fucked up to do like 3 weeks and then bring in new girls.
Yeah, no, great. I feel like I'm breaking your mind that this show does not occur in real time.
I'm just trying to
film all of it and they release it in episodic batches.
I've been doing dumb math all day and I don't want to do it anymore. So I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Don't you hush your pretty little mind. It's been a week. It's been both literally in our world. And I think in the context of the show, it's been about 7 days, but you're right. It starts with Matt, basically cleaning house. We get him coming into the guys like a cocktail party. I think it was a cocktail party and saying that he will not tolerate bullying on the show. The bullying is bad. He wants to come out very strongly anti-bullying, which, you know, is a tough stance to take in the year of our Lord 2021. But Matt wants you to know he is not okay with people being mean to each other.
I'm actually on the record as pro bullying.
I literally, when I was driving home from work today and getting groceries, walking around Publix, I was listening to our last week's episode, and I don't always listen to our previous episodes, but we did have some takes on bullying last week. So it's Matt comes in and says bullying bad, okay, and then he immediately pulls Brittany, I think, to talk to her to make sure Brittany's okay, and then basically gets Brittany to confirm that everything that Katie told him was more or less true. And then that's when Matt, one, tells Brittany that that's not cool, that they were mean to you. Again, very brave stance to take. And then Matt grabs Anna to talk to her and asks what's going on. And Anna does a great job of explaining that, well, she just thought it was her, you know, business to explain to everyone that she knew something about Britney. Anna got really upset about the possibility of being held responsible for her own actions.
I was actually very pleased and proud of Matt for how he handled that.
So I was proud of him for this one, and then we're going to get to the next one, which I was not so proud of him for. But yes, he did do excellent. When talking to Anna, he did very well.
And he did a great job. What I really liked was when she started crying, he just stared at her silently. Yeah.
Oh,
you don't engage. You don't. You especially don't console, because at least in this situation, she was just crying in an attempt to somehow elicit pity for her.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I can't believe I have to, you know, pay for my, what is the, oh no, the consequences of my actions.
Yeah, it's literally the meme, the me sowing versus, or yeah, me sowing versus me reaping.
I feel like we talk about that like fucking twice every episode.
It is the tweet that embodies the spirit of this season.
This season has just been a lot of like, I'm just going to go light this shit on fire. And it's like, a lot of ouch, I got burned.
We talked about this last week.
Why?
Yeah.
So, like, I was really happy with Matt there. I was really unhappy with Anna because she, of course, did the whole, like, I guess it was wrong of me to say that, but it was just a weird one-off, like,
totally out of character and not like she doubled down on it at every opportunity.
Yeah, it was like, you had total control over the situation to just shut up. Like, oh, well, I had to say something because people were messaging me. If you're truly going to be like a nice person, and like, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever be in this situation, so I'm allowed to like just pretend. I don't know if I would do this, but I would say the highest possible road to take is if I'm about to go on The Bachelorette and some dude texts me or someone Instagram messages me that, hey, this other guy that's going on is a gigolo. First of all, that I'm going to be like, damn, he's got a leg up on me. Second of all, like, you just should respond to that person by saying like, hey, unless you have like proof, you shouldn't go around saying shit like this.
Yeah.
Rather than like calling out the source.
Yeah.
She instead amplifies the message with absolutely no verification, no second thought. And that's how all terrible rumors and lies and stuff spread, is that like someone says something outlandish or plain right wrong, willingly or otherwise, and someone else just picks it up and runs with it.
Yeah. So Anna's attempt to reframe the situation as out of behavior purely exists to her, because like, we who've watched the show, we see her comments and her sides with Victoria. We see what she did to even be like, to begin the whole thing, like her starting the conversation, like the first time she's sharing that information with other people is on tape. I do think that there's a really compelling point in this Vulture article that's worth kind of bringing up now, because it's going to come up again when we talk about Victoria. But the show itself, so not even talking about Anna, wants to have it both ways. They want the drama of Anna calling Britney an escort so they can use that in their like coming ups and their teasers and instigate drama for the season. But they also want Matt to appear noble by being the one to, you know, be principal and take a stand against bullying and escort Anna out for and hold her accountable. But at the end of the day, The Bachelor is responsible for the content that gets aired. And I think while Anna deserves Anna deserves to carry her weight for starting the rumor and sharing on the show to begin with. But if the show was truly worried at all about like Britney's reputation, like, the damage is already done. there's nothing compelling. No one's holding a gun to like the ABC's exec's head and say, like, you have to air this footage of one of the contestants being insinuated that she's a prostitute.
Yeah.
It's probably more of a moral dilemma than we need to get into. I think we've been very kind of, I mean, we brought it up before about how the show doesn't know how to handle these like conversations. Particularly like, I think even with Tayshia's season and with both Tayshia and Matt's season, with conversations about race, I don't know that the show necessarily knows how to handle them as much as they just know how to like turn the camera on and shut the hell up when Matt and Tayshia are talking about like their lived experiences, or the girls on Tayshia's or Matt's season are talking about their lived experience. But this one, they don't need a gold star for like, oh yeah, they dealt with the bullying in the house, yay.
I mean, they didn't deal with it per se. I don't know, because there's no reason that the producers would see that shit going down and say, oh no, that's bad, we need to stop it. On the contrary, they see that shit going down and they're like, hey man, get a camera over here, stat.
Yeah.
Like, they love this shit. They eat it up.
It's absolute heroin to them.
Yeah. But, they're like, oh man, this is going to make us so much money.
So Matt tells Anna that he cannot be a part of her journey anymore. Or she cannot be a part of his journey anymore. Had that backwards. And then Matt walks Anna out in the almost the most public way possible, because he walks her past all the women, and all the women came like rushing to the windows to watch what's happening. And yeah, that's the end of Anna. Anna doesn't understand what happened. She reaffirms that she's totally a good person, and she just had a weak moment, which I know that when I have weak moments, I accuse people that I only know as acquaintances of being in the sex trade.
Hey, let he who hasn't called someone else a prostitute cast the first stone.
I think that's a lesson we can all learn. All right, let's talk about Victoria. So going back to when Matt took his anti-bullying stance, when Matt pulled Brittany to talk to her, Victoria's immediate reaction, not even like a, oh man, like we, let me walk this back. Victoria could have had this as a moment of enlightenment where she could have been like, perhaps I'm the asshole. Perhaps I have been wrong and I see the error in my ways now, and it's totally not okay to savage people like this and verbally assault them. She wastes absolutely no time to snap her head around and say, who snitched? Who ruined this for me by telling Matt about the bad things I said and taking them out of context? Because yeah, if there's anything that can be taken out of context, it's calling someone a hoe, as Matt would later confront Victoria with. It said, I heard you called someone a hoe. And Victoria said, it was taken out of context.
Dude, Matt had the
and Matt was like, can you please tell me what context that could possibly be taken in positively?
Oh my God. Another instance of Matt just handling a situation perfectly. That was the best possible response, because Victoria's always got something to say. And that was the first time I saw her just shut the fuck up, because the two brain cells like clicking together couldn't find each other anymore. All of a sudden, that was the best, like total like dad, mom, teacher response. Because holy shit, that was great. I just wanted to quickly shout out Real Big Fish. For anyone who doesn't know who Real Big Fish is, you are too young to be listening to us. but yeah, when you brought up Victoria, it just totally thought of everyone else as an asshole. It's just like, if you don't know the song specifically, because I don't know how popular it is compared to their, like, you know, crazy popular stuff. But basically the entire gist of it is like, man, I'm so nice and I walk around all day around town and people are just assholes to me. And then he's like, I don't get it. I try to be nice to everyone, but then as soon as like I start talking to people, they're just assholes to me. And then the end of the song is, maybe I'm the asshole. I hope one day Victoria has that come to Jesus moment where she goes, I'm the asshole.
I can't possibly think we'll ever get there.
No, but, I doubt it. I mean, it'd be me also me saying that I hope she has that come to Jesus moment is kind of also a lie, because like, honestly, I think it would be more entertaining and on point for her to just continue this until she just inevitably implodes and it somehow destroys her.
Yeah, and like at some point she just like caves in on herself like a like a like super red star going nova. Yeah, has a very tense exchange with Matt, confronting her again with the consequences of her own actions. And Victoria has a breakdown, and I will I would be lying if I said I didn't enjoy every moment of it, because Victoria fantastic. Leaves in a fuss from when Matt and her get up, and this is the moment you can tell she's becoming self-aware. Not like self-aware of like her truly being the awful one, but self-aware that she's going home. And she's pacing around crying as they're getting ready to like prep for the rose ceremony. And then she like walks out, and there's a great camera angle that has like three of the girls like on the couch, and you can see them with their heads like craned over, and you can see straight down the hallway. And Victoria is right outside the door, and she is like on a curb, like crying as a like producer tries to console her. And she's just going on and on about how everyone is dumb except for her, and that if Matt sends her home, she will literally die.
I love it. I got to imagine that producer wasn't actually like consoling, like, it's okay, sweetie. He was probably saying like stuff like, come on, get in there and give us some goddamn content.
Yeah, you get in there and you finish this fight.
You get in there and you make a scene and you make it last at least 5 minutes.
Listen, I'm about to never see you again in my life, but you need to go just absolutely like throw a punch.
I'm not gonna lie, like what I had in my head for Victoria's exit from the show, I think she went out quietly.
So you're talking about when she actually left?
Yeah.
And
do you want to explain it or should I?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it. So, Victoria basically says that Matt couldn't possibly make the mistake of sending her home and believing all these other women who have told Matt about the things she definitely did, because that would just be unheard of, unfathomable. So Matt sends Victoria. Sorry, I gotta get through this. So Matt sends Victoria home. And Victoria says, and this is the exact quote, "I honestly feel so sorry for you and that you would listen to hearsay and not all of the facts of the situation. So goodbye." And then she goes and says that she's not going to like hug Matt goodbye. She's not going to grovel herself to him, the man that she said would be making a huge mistake if she didn't end up marrying, or if he didn't marry her. So bravo, Victoria. Absolute. I know in the very short time that I have been watching all of these various Bachelor properties, by far the best villain I have ever seen.
Yes, I'm raising my glass to Victoria. If hell is real, I'll see you there.
Cheers. I can't, the audacity, the sheer audacity to, I can get not wanting to like grovel, like, you know, hug someone goodbye or like, you know, lower yourself to someone who just eliminated you from what is the romance version of a game show. But absolutely ridiculous that she just falls apart and blames everyone else except herself.
Yeah, I mean, this is normally your job, Drew. I'm going to try to be more vague than you are. But like, if you look at the United States, let's say 2016 to 2020, there has been a culture in our leadership, feels like the wrong word, but there's definitely been a culture of like, hey man, you don't have to be, you don't have to say like truth, you just have to stick with whatever you say. So if I say like I'm 6'7" and can dunk a basketball, fuck it, I'm 6'7" and I can dunk a basketball. And if someone pulls up to me and goes, hey man, I got a tape measure right here, you're 6'even", I'm gonna say fuck you, punch him in the mouth, and then keep saying I'm 6'7" and I can dunk a basketball. And you have to like, no you don't, you don't have to applaud her, fuck her for like just continuing the bullshit. Like it's sad to see someone just like, no, I promise you I can dunk. It's like, dude, we just watched you, like your vertical is 6 inches, you cannot dunk. Just give it up, come to terms with it, and grow up, move on, do something with your life. I don't think Victoria ever will,
and she refuses. So I at the same time, I don't know what else to say, but there's also so much more to be said. Like, Victoria, an absolute wrecking ball of a human being. And I'm gonna be honest, Grant, I think I'm gonna miss her. I don't know how to move forward without
like,
her.
Yes, but at the same time, saying that she's entertaining means that like some people out there, not that like because we said it, but the fact that people get entertained by this encourages more people to be like this.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live in a world full of Victorias. I would fucking lose it.
You know, I believe, yeah, I think a quote, because you said it's usually my job to bring politics into this. There was a prevailing kind of thing throughout the Trump administration that like one day there will be another Trump and he will not be a complete absolute moron. And that's the truly scary thing. So like, I feel like they're only been watching the show for a year. So I'm sure someone's listening to this who's been watching for much longer and be like, oh yeah, y'all have never heard of Veronica or Ashley or some other name. She was Victoria, but smart. And I feel like at the same time, like that has happened in American politics too. Like there have been people who have been as disastrous of human beings. They've just been more intelligent. So I appreciated the race to the bottom, the proverbial race to the bottom of just being the worst human being possible, because Victoria paid it off in spades.
But the reason that I think it's bad is that there are people, we're towing the line almost. There are people that would prefer Victoria to stay.
Absolutely.
Purely, they claim, purely for entertainment.
I want
but at
her,
a point, it's like, we need
I would
to draw
want
the
her,
line.
I would want her to be carried along all the way to the end against someone like Rachel or Abigail, or someone who is just so clearly a better person. Although, more coming up in Rachel's past, but...
Wait, oh, have you been doing research?
I've been on the Reddit.
Oh no.
Yeah, so
We got a certified Redditor over here.
I know. I won't try to spoil anything, but that's a wink to everyone who listens to the show who knows about things that happen outside of the show.
I mean, she's from Georgia, so I only have to assume the worst.
I will, without saying what it actually is, I will say the things that she is being lampooned for are byproducts, in my opinion, byproducts of being a sorority girl in the South.
Ah, racism.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Casual racism. Professional. As opposed to professional racism, yes.
Business casual racism.
Yeah, well, she was a sorority girl, so business casual racism might be correct. Grant, it's just out this week. We can go as far as we want, but I won't make our audience listen to a whole hour of us just talking. Anything else from this episode that was a highlight for you that you want to talk about? They likely teased at the beginning. MJ seems to be stepping up to kind of fill some of the vacuum that Victoria and Anna have left, although I don't think she's nearly as has nearly as much of a wanton disregard for other people's feelings.
She seems less evil, more high energy, I guess.
Or just like someone that you wouldn't necessarily enjoy being around versus someone you'd be like, why is that person not spending time in like a federal penitentiary?
No,
I feel like
maybe
MJ
this will bite me in the ass. Maybe this will bite me in the ass. We'll see what happens next episode, but I kind of like MJ.
MJ to me just seems like someone who's more of like, I mean, like I said, just more of just like not the chillest human being as opposed to someone who is actively trying to make other people's lives terrible.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because yeah. I would like to be friends with MJ. Like if I knew MJ, I would be like, hey, I should do my best to become her friend, because if I'm her enemy, that's going to fucking suck.
I get where you're going with that. I think the only other part I had was so Rachel's date was to go to a high-end fashion boutique. And aside from her saying she had the line about like, Matt's just showing how he would spoil me. And like, Matt can't afford anything that's in that store. You can't afford anything that's in that store.
I don't think so. Yeah, that was definitely like a promo. Although it's funny that you mentioned like, not to generalize, because like, I would consider myself like broke in college, but I was still in a fraternity. But like, I feel like if you're in a fraternity in the South or sorority in the South, like you're not like flat broke. You have to have nice clothes, right? Because she was crying and acting like I wore rags my entire life, sewn together with sinew from dead rats.
And like, I mean, I feel like, yeah, you can be wealthy and still not be like Louis Vuitton red bottoms wealthy. So like, I'm sure, I don't know. I don't know anything about her like actual situation, so I won't really speculate. But I will say the last other part that I thought was funny was that, so when she comes back and she's trying on, like, she's got her outfits and she's, like, trying on her shoes, Kit, whose mother is a New York fashion designer, is sitting there with, like, the facial expressions of someone who's like, oh, I have a pair of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't like Kit's energy. It seems it gives off too much of that, like, oh, nice shoes. I've got 10 of those.
Yeah. I'm exactly that. So it's a little bit of elitism in that moment. But all right. Any final thoughts? Things you're looking forward for next week? Any of that ilk?
Wait, can we at least talk about MJ at the end of the episode?
Yeah.
MJ and her name is escaping me because I'm probably going to say something wrong and I'm stalling for time as I scroll through this article. Jasenia. Holy fucking shit. Like as rough as like the Victoria versus everyone else got, like this was a fucking like 5 minutes straight screaming match between MJ and Jasenia.
Just screeching.
Just straight up. Don't you dare talk over me. No, I'm going to talk over anyone I want. Well, I'm going to talk over you talking over me. And it's like, oh, my God. I think. I don't know, man. It's tough. Jesenia just seems so, like, if she could play in a little more, as much as I hate to say this, because I hate people that play the victim, if she could play the victim a little bit more convincingly, she's going to walk away victorious here. Because the episode ends with Jesenia and MJ, like, screaming at each other while waiting for Matt to show up, because Matt caught wind that they hate each other. Or I think Jesenia, like, complained to Matt that MJ was being mean.
Yeah.
And so Matt was like, well, I'm going to sit him. The three of us are going to sit down and hold hands and sing Kumbaya and talk it out.
You know, I actually am trying to remember, like, the end of that episode, because everything kind of just got, like, so insane from how.
I think that's literally how it ended. Was
no,
just,
like, yeah. Normally, this is the part where I try to add something extra, but, like, yeah, you got it. Like, you covered it.
Yeah. I had a thought. It's coming back. Where to go?
Come back, thought.
This is what we get for recording on, like, a Friday after a real fucking long week. But, yeah. I think... If MJ leaves the show, I don't think there's any more. What's the word? Like, drama.
Villains,
that you could
drama.
Drama that you could, like, just, like.
Well, the show. I get what you're saying, and the show, I feel like, normally.
Like an endless supply of drama.
The show generally.
And if MJ were to leave, that faucet would get turned off. And then they'd have to interject drama, which some of the teasers makes it look like they're gonna do. But, like, I don't know if the producers, like, did as much research into these people, like Anna, like Victoria, like MJ, to know that they were going to provide this much fucking fire and fury, because they got their money's worth out of those three women.
I think, so you only watched Pete's season, right? You didn't get to see Tayshia's season?
No, I watched all but the finale.
Of Tayshia?
Yeah.
Then I think you'll remember that, like, Tayshia didn't have the drama towards the end that Pete's season did, which was basically entirely out of Victoria F.
I didn't finish. So I did the opposite of what you think I did. I stopped watching Pete's season halfway through because Hulu fucked with me.
And gotcha.
I didn't finish Tayshia's season because I don't know how to commit to anything.
Yeah, so I think we'll eventually get to the point where the season just kind of, like, evens out, I think, and I think we're getting there sooner than we expect, because I think there's only about a month left in the show. I don't know if they've announced when the finale date will be, but it should be, I think, by my, like, quick math, I think that finale is going to be the first or second week of March. So we're getting there soon enough. All right. Any last words?
Death to Victoria. Ah, that's strong. Maybe exile to Victoria.
Exile to Victoria. Hear, hear. All right, folks. That's going to do it for us this week on another edition of Some of the Boys Talk the Bachelor. Some of the Guys Talk the Bachelor. Graduate from boys to guys. I've been your host, Drew Baker. With me has been Grant Pitt. As always, we'll try to do better next week. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great
day. Yeah, keep an eye out for our upcoming record, Boys to Guys.
Boys to Guys.